We do a lot of stories here at Federal News Radio about the president's open government directive. And I know with NASA here, a great deal of their website is devoted to, hey, look at this. This is a Hubble telescope picture. This is a public outreach sort of data on top of doing important work for aerospace and science. Does JPL have that same outreach? And are you finding that the cloud is helping with that in terms of getting your information and your message out to not just the general public for PR purposes, but to other scientists who might be using your information and your data?
In fact, that's another very good question. We do, essentially, you can divide what we do in two ways. One is it's good for the mission. It makes us do better science. The other one is about communicating that to the public and getting the public excited. Now, our stockholders is the public, because if the public wants to know more about space and science, then we will do more space and science. It'll go through the budgets and all that. So to our we're very pleased to see that it's the cloud, and we're big supporters of data.gov. We think that's a fantastic idea. So you can get the data out at less cost and much more speedily to the scientists, but to public. So we came up with this term. I first heard it from a JPL called Michel Viotti, of citizen scientists. So if they could get access to the data much more easily and quicker, they could maybe even help through real science. So we worked with Microsoft and came up with using the Azure cloud, Microsoft cloud, with something called beamartian.jpl.nasa.gov. And people, the citizens, are able to do anything from tagging images on Mars to create programs that tag images on Mars. And it's a contest. Vivek Kundra announced it at the Microsoft Developer Conference a couple of months ago, and it's been very successful. So that's the term, the way of crowdsourcing. And what we did is we took the images that were 250,000 images from the Mars rovers, Spirit and Opportunity, put them in Microsoft Azure Cloud, and gave the citizens, mostly programmers in this case, access to it. And it's been terrific. We did the same thing, and Khwaja, you may want to talk about this one, in using Amazon's cloud at EclipseCon.
Mm-hmm. EclipseCon is a developer conference, roughly 1,000 developers or so at worldwide attend each year in Santa Clara. And we held a contest there called the E4 Rover Contest, where we allowed the developers to drive a mini robot around in a Martian landscape, basically, that we had built, put together. And we used this as an opportunity for public outreach, as well as to get developers to build nice interfaces to command the robots and view the telemetry that is coming back from the robot. And in order to run this contest, we needed a lot of the infrastructure that we didn't want to just go buy just for this one-week contest. So we ran the entire contest on the Amazon cloud, and we leverage a lot of the services that are very common to companies like Amazon and Microsoft and Google, and we were able to get these for free and very quickly. Services like load balancing, services like getting your computers running in multiple data centers for ultimate redundancy and reliability, and services like the delivery of images to the operators, in this case, that were the developers. This project was actually quite successful as well, and it made venues like Slashdot and Dig, and it gained a lot of trust. And we ended up getting a lot of open source code back to us that we can go ahead and directly use to make very usable interfaces.
What surprised us a little bit was the quality of the code that these developers came up with during the conference. It was 24/7, and Khwaja was there manning it. And The ways of driving the rover they came up with were quite ingenious, including one on an iPhone, using the accelerometer on the iPhone. So the crowdsourcing works both ways, and we are quite excited.